to get schools back open. I'm Michelle Bash.
Vaccines are in short supply as Montgomery County hopes to start giving some to seniors next week. I'm Valerie Bonk.
An area school teacher arrested and charged with sexually abusing a student in the 90s. I'm Mike Murillo.
Slight gains across the board on Wall Street. Good morning. It's 4 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. President Joe Biden says his national COVID-19 strategy involves aggressive measures based on science and truth. The president has signed 10 virus-related executive orders and has vowed to take more aggressive measures than his predecessor to contain the virus.
The death toll will likely top 500,000 next month. The cases will continue to mount. We didn't get into this mess overnight. It's going to take months for us to turn things around.
When pressed on the president's strategy, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says what it addresses affects both sides of the aisle.
Is unemployment insurance only an issue that Democrats in the country want? Do only Democrats want their kids to go back to schools? Do only Democrats want vaccines to be distributed across the country? We feel that that package, he feels that package is designed for bipartisan support.
As the U.S. death toll from COVID-19 climbs past 406,000, frustration growing over the lack of supply of the vaccine. And there are other concerns, as CBS's Mola Lange explains.
Growing concern over new strains of the virus, especially one first detected in South Africa, which could be somewhat resistant to the current vaccines. One researcher in South Africa tells CBS News the strain is almost like a new pandemic and may require recalibrating the vaccines, much like is done with the annual flu shots.
With Haviel Haynes sworn in as director of national intelligence, lawmakers turn to another nominee. CBS's Natalie Brand with more.
Here on Capitol Hill, the Senate is expected to take a confirmation vote on President Biden's defense secretary nominee, retired General Lloyd Austin.
The bill is passed.
Both the House and Senate approved a legally required waiver since Austin has been out of uniform less than 7 years. If confirmed, he would be the first African-American to lead the Pentagon.
It's not clear when the second impeachment trial for former President Donald Trump will begin. As CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports, it may be a while.
It appears that Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina is going to be acting almost as the de facto spokesperson for the former president up here. Senator Graham, on a conference call with Republicans, announced that the president had hired his first attorney, the beginnings of his impeachment defense team.
A suburban Atlanta teenager is charged with stealing nearly $1 million in just a couple of weeks from Kroger supermarket by fabricating returns. Gwinnett County police say 19-year-old Trey Brown used the money to buy clothes and a couple of cars and other things. He is charged with felony theft. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 12 points. This is CBS News.
WTOP at 4:03. Friday morning, January 22nd, 2021. Mostly sunny, breezy, colder today. The high should reach 45, 34 you're waking up to right now. Dean Lane, welcome in. Thanks for taking us along for your Friday morning ride. Topping the news as we head into this day together. Latest on COVID now, 24.6 million U.S. coronavirus cases as of this morning. Worldwide, the death toll stands at more than 2 million. 409.7 thousand of those American deaths. Maryland's governor locally wants every school district to start offering at least some in-person classes if they aren't already doing so, and he wants it to be done quickly.
Governor Larry Hogan says the switch to virtual learning prompted by the pandemic has led to terrible learning loss. So
we are urgently calling on all county school systems to immediately make every effort to return to hybrid in-person instruction no later than March 1, if not sooner.
Maryland Deputy Health Secretary Dr. Jinlin Chan.
There is little evidence that school reopening is a major driver of overall community spread.
Governor Hogan says he can't order school boards to reopen schools, but he will do everything he legally can to make it happen. Michelle Bash, WTOP News.
Meantime, the Maryland Teachers Union denies it's blocking a return to the classroom and is criticizing the governor at the same time for this plan.
Cheryl Bost, president of the Maryland State Education Association, said Governor Larry Hogan's not correct when he suggests that teachers have placed endless roadblocks in the way of opening schools.
As soon as we heard about the vaccine, we advocated to make sure that our educators could be prioritized so we could open schools sooner.
Bost also said that teachers and school boards have worked to come up with plans to open safely. As to Hogan's statement that he'd look at whatever legal means he could to getting school boards, which are independent bodies, to open by March 1st, Bost says,
that's not collaborative. That's not going to get results. And as educators, we know it's about relationships and collaboration, not threats.
Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Demand for shots is overwhelming locally in Montgomery County, where seniors have begun to pre-register for the few doses that are actually available.
Montgomery County has not finished vaccinating healthcare workers yet, but is pre-registering some seniors to possibly start getting their shots early next week. County Executive Mark Elrich.
We can vaccinate more than the 7,000 or 12,000 people a week that we are currently vaccinating.
More than 68,000 seniors ages 75 and up have pre-registered for Phase 1B Tier 1 of the state's vaccine plan so far. The problem is availability. The county says they only received 7,300 first doses this week. County Health Officer Dr. Travis Gales.
As we get them, we are putting them out there, but we have a long way to go.
At a hearing earlier this week, it was estimated there were up to 20,000 healthcare workers still needing shots. Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
D.C.'s mayor says the city is working to get more vaccines into the arms of residents, and like much of the rest of the nation, demand is far outpacing supply right now.
The numbers make it clear that we're getting the doses out. Our systems to get them are working, but we simply don't have enough vaccine to meet the demand in our city.
From now on, vaccination appointments in D.C. will be released to eligible residents every Thursday morning to priority zip codes. D.C. posting more than 22 openings on yesterday. Those were booked up within minutes. Citywide appointments will be released every Friday. 740 more, in fact, will be made available this Friday morning in D.C. for those 65 and older and for healthcare workers. And D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says beginning next week, D.C. police, as well as teachers and school staffers, will be eligible for the vaccinations. The COVID vaccine rollout has been slow in many places across the country, including Virginia. Governor Ralph Northam, for his part, says the National Guard has been deployed to help out with the vaccine distribution.
They have been very helpful with our testing, and now, especially when we can get them back from the chaos in Washington, we plan to put them to work as well throughout the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Northam said the Defense Production Act, which President Biden has declared this week, helps increase doses that are being manufactured in the country and will help the state move forward. Northam was at Richmond Raceway, where the plan is to vaccinate about 4,000 people in 3 days. The goal, he says, is to increase the number of vaccinations to about 25,000 a day. WTOP at 4:07.
Living under the cloud of treatment-resistant depression is like standing still while life goes on around you. If you've tried medication and talk therapy but are still experiencing depression symptoms, there is hope. You owe it to yourself to talk with a